Hello and welcome to the latest edition of our ALS Association podcast. In the past podcasts, we've talked to ALS researchers like Jill Yersak, people with ALS like Matt Bellina, Walk to Defeat ALS team captains like Kathy Cowan, and today we're talking to a board member and organizer of an event, Patty Lake Quinn, who's been involved with the fight against ALS for over 20 years, which is something that not many people can say, but our chapter is very grateful to have such amazing supporters who stay along for the long haul to make sure we defeat ALS. As always, you can continue to get involved in our work online at www.alsphiladelphia.org. You can go join a Walk to Defeat ALS at www.gpcwalktodefeatals.org. And you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, all at ALS Philadelphia. This coming weeks, we're looking forward to Advocacy Days in May, the Walk to Defeat ALS in May and June, and then in the fall, and of course the Phillies Festival on June 1st. You can find information about all of those things on our website. But before all of those happen, we're looking forward to a lot of community partner events, and of course to Hot Chocolate, which will be coming out after this podcast airs, with only a few weeks left, so you can still get your tickets at www.alshotchocolate.org. So a lot of those events are organized by people who support the cause against ALS, people who are board members, who are friends, community partners generally, and one of those people who has an event every year, multiple events actually, is our guest today, Patty Lake Quinn, who's also joined by our mutual friend, Joan Borowski, who's no stranger to this show. Patty, thanks for joining us today to talk about why you're involved and about what you do.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
So, obviously, you have the Billy Lake Basketball Marathon, which is not obvious to everyone listening, but that comes up in the fall. And before that is the Beef and Beer coming up. But both of those are about Billy Lake, your husband. Would you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this, about Billy? Give us a little background.
Sure. So Billy Lake was my first husband, and we were married, living in Havertown. We had three small children. Life was good, I would say. And right before his 40th birthday, he started noticing a weakness in his left hand. And you know, very typical ALS patient story. The weakness spread and went up the arm and got worse instead of better. We went to a series of sports clinics and doctors and neurologists and multiple tests.
Because he was an athlete.
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And he thought he hurt his hand playing basketball and it just wasn't recovering from a jammed finger type of thing. But that wasn't the case, so he was athletic. He was, 6'2", 185. He probably played basketball every day of his life since he was 11 years old or something. He played from grade school and high school at Monsignor Bonner, college, neighborhood courts. After we were married, there was a schoolyard in back of our house, and he went over there every day, and he would take our 6-year-old, 7-year-old with him and shoot baskets over there and everything. He loved basketball and he was good. And so anyway, the hand and the arm were getting worse, and then he developed a limp and we were seeing a neurologist, and eventually he received a diagnosis of ALS when he was 40. And he had the disease for a little over 2 years. And he passed away when he was 42. And that was, it'll be 23 years in April.
Wow.
When he died. So, and we had, by the time he died, we had four small children. And it was just the saddest thing I ever experienced, seeing that deterioration to such a really nice guy, very warm, friendly, laid back, nice guy who enjoyed life, enjoyed his children, enjoyed his family. And this disease was just the cruelest thing I ever saw. So because of that, that's really, after he died, we just decided to do something about ALS so that other people wouldn't have to go through this, you know, to put it succinctly anyway. And my brother-in-law, Kevin Kane, came up with the idea of doing a basketball marathon where we would just invite teams to come and play and pay like $15, $20 a head and play basketball. So we did that in 1992, a couple months after he died. And that was the first marathon. And then we've had one every single year since then. We just had our 23rd, and we'll have our 24th this October, hopefully. So, and then in addition to that, in the springtime, we have a beef and beer.
Which is coming up what day?
This is coming up March 27th this year at Tip O'Leary's in Havertown. Mm-hmm. And this year we're combining it with March Madness. So we'll have all the basketball games, the NCAA tournament games will be on the TVs at Tip O'Leary's. And it will be beef and beer and hot beef sandwiches, hot roast pork sandwiches, kind of a social and sports event type of thing, happy hour. So
that's awesome. And you've had years of experience doing this. And like you said, we decided this was something that your whole family has been involved in and the community, because Jones mentioned this and others have, how many people know you and knew Billy. And even our newest staff member, Carrie, who just started this week, says she knows about your event because she lives in the area. So it's awesome to see that from the start, your whole family got involved.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, it was really kind of a reaction to just how awful the disease was and just the whole nature of it. So I think we had a lot of participation right from the beginning. And I'm from a big family. Billy was from a big family. All our friends are from big families, pretty much. So it was an easy network, I guess, to draw on. And it's luckily, you know, through God's grace or whatever, it's still going and people are still coming. And we always said, well, as long as people keep coming and keep paying and we keep making money, we'll keep doing it. And, you know, so we are. We just, we're really committed to it. We feel strongly about it. And I think, people are happy to do it. They are.
And in order to be successful, you found new things happening almost every year, some new tack. Last year, you got some other high school teams involved.
We've some real champions. Phil Martelli has come on board to help us with the basketball marathon. I think Billy was pretty well connected basketball-wise and his brothers basketball-wise, so we knew a lot of coaches in the area, like Phil, Fran Dunphy, Fran O'Hanlon, Joe Crawford from the NBA, just then local high school coaches, Mary Beth McNichol at Notre Dame, Bobby Morgan at Haverford College. I mean, they host the event. So we were lucky to have all these basketball connections. And they, again, everybody's has been so good, so generous with their time and their money and their, you know, all the resources to help us out with this.
So. You can tell how relaxed it is interacting with these all-stars from the area, that you can just rattle their names off. Like, it's like, you know, it's a big deal that they come, but it's like, oh, you know, we know we can count on people like Phil Martelli and Fran Dunphy.
Yeah.
They'll jump at the chance to help with this cause.
Yeah, I can't say enough about them. They're great people. They are. They're good people.
And they got on this way before there was ever an ice bucket challenge. They didn't need some huge global phenomenon to get on board.
Yeah, that's true. That's correct.
So you've been involved for 20, almost a quarter of a century now. And,
oh my God.
I know.
And she looks the exact same.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, June.
I was trying to do the math. It's like, this doesn't make any sense. A lot of things have changed. There's an ad out right now on TV about I think it's a BMW where like they show Brian Gumbel and Katie Couric saying, "What's the internet?" You know, and that was from 94. Like, what's the at sign? So when this all started, you didn't have, we couldn't talk about the website or Facebook or a podcast.
Yeah.
So a lot of things have changed, and hopefully for a lot of good reasons. Have you seen a lot of good things happen since you got involved?
Yeah, definitely. So many more people are aware of the disease. Social media, I mean, and the Ice Bucket Challenge, absolutely. Everybody seems to be much more much more aware of it, and it's kind of, it seems to be everywhere, really. So it's beforehand, people were, what is ALS and what is it? Now I think there's a much greater awareness of it.
Since there's a greater awareness now, have you had more people who know about your event that have talked to you about it more, that know, oh, I did this and I know you do it, like, tell me more?
Yeah, and I in addition to that, I think what's kind of cool in a way is that it's now and it's like second generation. Like our children were small when Billy died, and now all their friends, they're grown up and their friends are playing in the event, and some of them are even bringing their children to the event. You know, so it definitely has legs, and we look to them to kind of keep populating the mm-hmm. events, you know, and actually they're the ones that said this year for the beef and beer, let's shake it up a little bit. Let's do it a little differently and bring it back to a happy hour and March Madness. And we're whatever you bring the people, we'll change the venue and we'll do that. So yeah, they're just tremendous as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense when I hear about what you do with your events, is that you seem pretty open-minded to what will work. Like, you're not going to say, well, let's get a whole circus, you know, let's not spend a bajillion dollars. You're like, well, you know, if you have an idea that'll work, let's do what we need to do.
Yeah.
And I know every year Joan is working hard on finding some new things. She goes to your event all the time and says, oh, they just did this or they're doing that this year. So that's a cool thing about making events successful over time.
Well, yeah. Just in terms of the basketball, for years, because Billy went to Monsignor Bonner, and some of the money raised through the Billy Lake ALS Fund goes to Monsignor Bonner. The basketball tournament was held at Bonner for forever, and moving to Haverford College was a very big deal, and I think it was a little scary at first, but Bobby Morgan and the crew at Haverford were awesome. And Patty said something about luck. I don't really see any luck in this. I think it's about you, your friends, your family, and what great people you are. And Dan is amazing.
Yeah.
He is an amazing partner, Dan Quinn, to have on your team.
Right.
He is extremely involved.
Yeah, and Dan and I met. So Dan is my husband, and his five children and my four children, we got married and turned ourselves into a Brady Bunch kind of thing.
You said it before I did.
Yeah. But we actually met at one of the first basketball marathons. And because he was involved and was sort of, wanted to get involved and help, and that's where we met. And he is a huge, huge motivator and proponent and of the Billy Lake ALS organization, and he's really responsible for keeping it going and mm-hmm. keeping it alive, I think, along with Joan and her boundless enthusiasm, and just the support of everybody in the area, really, friends and family, businesses. So many people have contributed in sponsorship, shirt sponsors, printing, restaurants, you name it. Anybody that we've asked practically has come on board to help us over the years. And it's really, I don't know, it just is, it's a great, great feeling to know that other people are so willing to help you and support you in this cause. So it's been very gratifying, I guess, to see the response that you get from people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I think that's something that, we want everyone that's an organizer to feel. I know Dan really does wear the ALS cause on his chest.
Right.
I went to a Phillies game, and of all the people to see walking out, because it rained, and I was walking out at the rain stoppage, and there was Dan Quinn, because he was at the same game, and he had an ALS thing on at the Phillies game, because they were the principal charity of the Philadelphia Phillies, and he was showing it off, and it was just not, of course he would.
Yeah.
So
Dan's all about the Phillies. He's been a I don't know, a season ticket holder since, I think, the 70s. You know, at Vet Stadium, he'd be there. And, yeah, he is a diehard Phils fan and always will be, absolutely. So, yeah.
Well, even more so than a lot of us, and we think that we're pretty good fans. So, so you obviously, like you said, you get a lot of sponsorship. You get people that come and you donate their time and money and effort. And a lot of people, I think, come to us wanting to do an event, and they see an event like yours, and they think, how can I do that? Like, that sounds overwhelming, because they might think, oh, they've been doing it for 20 years, I can never be that successful. But we need people to step up for the first time. One of the main things is just asking, right? Like, that's how you get it started.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I really believe that if you give people the opportunity to help, the opportunity to give, they're gonna respond back positively. So you just need to do that. And people really want to help and really want to make things better and help cure this disease. And again, I think if you give them the method to do that, they'll step up and they'll do that. So yeah, I think the biggest difficulty is that you're doing it on the side. You know, you still have your job and you still have your family and you still have your home and you have just a lot of responsibilities. So I've always wished that we could almost do this full time, and I think we would be incredibly successful. But we kind of just try to do it on the run half the time, it seems like. And thank God for Joan, for people that keep us somewhat focused and somewhat organized and pull it off every year.
That's something that really impresses me every time that I look at what people are doing is, like you said, people are doing this on the side. Like, if you're going to be asking people to get involved, you have, like you said, your job, sometimes multiple jobs, family. I mean, I just got the one kid and it's exhausting. You know, to have, you said you have 38 children and that takes up a lot of time. I was told there would be no
It feels like 38 children sometimes.
I do have to say one thing. You have to promise this to me, Patty, on...
And this is on the record.
Yeah, March 27th for the beef and beer. What touches me is I feel like I have watched your kids grow up and Dan's kids grow up, and they are amazing kids. Really, they are. Two of Dan's kids own a restaurant that contributes called Kettle in Havertown.
Right. Kettle's like our biggest sponsor and proponent. They'll put posters up, they'll give out, you know, tickets, sell chances, whatever, and they're, gotta say, in all honesty, they just have great food, so we love to have them with us, obviously.
Oh, but here's the promise. I really want to get a picture of everyone together. How impossible is that going to be? Because, like so many of our events, it starts with your family. It really does.
Yeah.
And you had, okay, family first and a very big extended family and some people who I think are members of your family, but they're not. And they don't just come to this. Patty also has walk teams, right? And which walks do you participate?
We get, well, the Philadelphia walk, obviously, and then also the Seaside walk, which I don't know if we still call it the Seaside Walk
or not. The Lakewood
Walk. The Lakewood Walk, yeah. Because a lot of my relatives live in the Point Pleasant, New Jersey area. And so we like to do that walk as well. And we get together with those guys. And they're big supporters also, yeah.
You have that big extended family that reaches out. You never know where it's going to happen from. And for a lot of people that want to set up an event, you know, maybe you feel like you're all alone in, I don't know, let's say Narberth or Collegeville or Lancaster, and you don't know anybody, but you might have relatives elsewhere who could be donating something, gift cards or money to make sure your event goes well. So those big extended families can help out with all sorts of things. And those are fun walks. If you want to join us for the Lakewood Walk, it comes up this May, lakewoodwalktodefeatals.org. And you can learn about that walk from Kathy Cowan, one of the walk leaders, on episode 3 of our podcast, which you can find on our website. I love to promote all of the ones that happen. But speaking of, like Joan said, it's all goes back to the families, and you've met a lot of families along the way through this. I'm sure you've connected to a lot of people, whether through the walk, but more especially through your own events.
Yeah, definitely. And, okay. You know, unfortunately, it seems like you hear of somebody else being diagnosed with ALS fairly often, and they might reach out to you, or somebody else might mention them to you, or they might call, or I might call them. I've met people at support groups and obviously at the festivals and the patients' events and everything as well. So, yeah, love.
It's a bittersweet feeling. I was telling Joan about this earlier. We were discussing that on the one hand, when you find out that there's more people who, that become aware and get connected to us, you're happy that they're getting connected to services. On the other hand, you wish that they didn't need them. And you know,
Exactly. Yeah.
So, they're often the nicest people you don't want to meet on both directions.
Right. The good news is that one of the things you asked about is like the difference between 20 years is made or 22 years is made. And now I think there's really so much more hope and there's much more research going on and there's just more positive things going on with ALS. Whereas 22 years ago when Billy was going through this, there was literally nothing, like absolutely nothing.
Riluzole wasn't even approved yet.
No, I think there was an ingredient in a cough medicine that some people thought might help. You know, it was just very, very poor. Whereas now, I mean, and every single day there seems to be some new discovery either linked to a ALS or to another disease that might be related to ALS in some way. So I kind of feel like that we're really making a difference. Hopefully any day now that major breakthrough is going to be made and or all the little pieces are going to come together and we just got to keep, you know, just keep plugging away at it.
Yeah, we got two pieces of ALS research news in today from National about new genes found and new possibilities of the stories published in journals. So it is exciting to see that, I think we always want the next research news we hear to be the last we need to hear.
Yeah.
But I see you at a lot of research symposiums that we have. You obviously get involved in a lot of those, and it's probably good to see that so many people show up to those, too, to learn more.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've come to advocacy as well to make sure that there's more funding for those things.
Yeah, I love Advocacy Day. I do. It's great to be part of it, be part of all the other people and patients and families and, you know, and just to try to talk to the legislators and it's been successful. I mean, mm-hmm. I think the ALS Association has done a fantastic job leading advocacy in government and getting some real funds towards eliminating the disease.
Now, you've gone to Washington. I've seen the pictures. And you've met with members of Congress and staff and whatnot. Have any of them known about your events or anything like that? Has the information preceded you about the disease or your events before you got there?
I think Congressman Mahan was he knew a little bit about us, and he was actually going to try to come maybe last year's, 2 years ago or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, because yeah. I met him
yeah,
locally.
Yeah, so we almost had him. And I think, going back, Kurt Weldon was mm-hmm. in our ad book or something way back mm-hmm. As well. So, yeah, a little bit. And locally, some of our local, their state legislators are definitely aware of our event. So,
That makes a difference. I think that sometimes people see, just like sponsors seem so far away, like to be afraid to ask. Members of Congress seem like they're way up here, and it's too big of a deal to ask.
Yeah.
But they're just regular people like you and me. I mean, maybe you're less, maybe I'm less regular than you. I don't know, but.
But no, that's a good point. I mean, Greg Vitale is our state legislator, and he's very supportive, mm-hmm. and he's a big runner himself. So I think we see him at athletic events, and you know he's definitely supportive of us, knowledgeable. Yeah,
I mean, I've met with others in Delaware County who I think have known about it, like Bill Adolph has known about it, and things like that. Which, yeah, that makes a difference when you're looking at doing events. You wonder, oh, I only raised $1,000. Which, let's say, $1,000 is amazing. So don't feel bad about however much money you raise, because that goes to $1,000 would be many hours of in-home care, for instance. You know, the awareness that comes from doing an event helps tremendously to get more people involved and more congressmen involved, et cetera.
Another thing we do, Tony, there's a girls' basketball league a summer league that runs, and it's named after Billy Lake as well. So that probably does more to promote awareness and visibility of the Billy Lake name and the ALS cause and everything else as well. So again, that has sort of spread the visibility of the ALS name, I would think, as well.
Well, and I think
that has legs.
Yeah, well, lots of legs.
Yeah.
I think that all that stuff you did for 20 years led up to when the Ice Bucket Challenge happened.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the Delaware County Times, they knew that there was someone to get in touch with locally.
Yeah.
There was a base that happened when the ice started falling. Like, they knew someone that, oh, well, we can reach out to the Lake Quinn family and the Kelly family and others, and there's people we can talk to here. So that has to help, that there's, like, things that we do don't happen in a vacuum just out of nowhere. There's already something there.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, I just want to throw in, totally segue, in addition to the events and to advocacy and to the walks and to research, Patty has not just been a board member, but can you just tell me a little bit about your position on the board as well? Because it's really important, because Patty gets in at different levels here. It's amazing to me.
Well, I joined the board, again, back in maybe 93 or 94, just because I was so interested in doing something about ALS. And I think our board is phenomenal. Everybody is so committed. Anybody that's been touched by this disease is definitely committed, and it's not just put my name on the board to have my name on the letterhead or anything. It's a really committed group of people who walk the walk, do the work, try hard to raise money and reach into their own pockets. It's an awesome board. I've met a lot of great people here. I can't say enough about them and about the whole chapter and the staff. It's really just been helpful and supportive to me, I think, as well. You take such a horrible experience as it was, and then to meet so many good people afterwards, and just to see how many other people this touches, it's really rewarding.
Yeah, I was just thinking about being in school and doing a group project and feeling like I'm the only one doing it, and it takes a lot of the energy away doing it. But
yeah.
I'm sure being a part of a board that's so active, and
right.
You're right, everyone, not only the board, but people who have come off the board for various reasons still come to every event.
Yeah.
And that got to keep you going to know, like you said, everyone's so engaged, so I can be too.
Right. You just get remotivated every time there's a meeting or anything. You really do. But I also really want to mention, like, my family, like my sisters, my brothers, my sisters and brothers-in-law, my cousins, my husband's cousins, so many people. I mean, I think I get, like, a lot of credit for the Billy Lake ALS organization, but, I have to confess that it's really the people, especially my sisters, I got to say this because they'll kill me. It's true. They're really the ones that do all the work and make everything happen. And, it's like Dan, the kids, so many people are involved in this. And I really think that's been the secret to our success is family, family and friends and, people that care about you and stick with you and help you. And it hasn't diminished in 22 years. And that's very, it's just important and moving and, inspiring to me. I'm very grateful to them. And I think Billy is also from heaven.
That's really awesome. Yeah. And I think we all hope that everyone can have that kind of family. I know that everyone does. I mean, I'm an only child, so I don't have any brothers or sisters to help me and stuff. Not that I don't have a great family, but that's really great to have that support system. And it's all the more reason, like Joan said, she's got to get that group picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want Denise in
that'll
there.
Be,
I want
boy, that'll be a challenge,
family.
I know, but yeah, we'll work on it. Okay.
Joan will literally bring a lasso if she has to. Now that I've gotten it in her head, she's going to buy one. But I think that's what makes a lot of the events successful that other people do, too, is that they have those family connections that they were all connected to the disease, and they stay together as much as they can. It's really special to see. One other group that you know is very committed, just as committed as the board, is the Phillies. You were just going over an item you're hoping to get signed for your event at the next festival. What's it been like from back then, seeing all the Phillies have done and being such a big part of it? Because you've gone to the festival so many times, you've been to the walk at the ballpark, you know, you've been involved with it in a big way.
Yeah, they're awesome. They are. I mean, I'm also a Yankees fan, and we grew up as Yankees fans.
Yankees are okay. If you were saying you're a Mets fan, it'd be a bit tougher.
I am not a Mets fan, believe me. But I am so impressed by the Phillies organization and their commitment and their dedication to ALS. It's just tremendous, and I'm very proud, I think, to be affiliated with ALS chapter, which is obviously the main charity of the Philadelphia Phillies. It's been great, and they've been good even to our events. The Phillies' wives and Shonda Schilling have played in the basketball marathon a couple of times. They always sign things and donate things for our events. They're very supportive, even for our individual event, let alone all the chapter things, which they obviously are. Yeah. So, yeah, and we get T-shirts made for our basketball marathon, and I think we must get red every other year, just about, because it's the Phillies' colors. We're always like, you know what, let's get red. Let's get a different shade of red. Red. I know, let's get red this year. So, and we look at them, and we have more red by far than any other.
Well, the Phillies, are they the ball girls?
The ball girls have played for the last couple of years, in the basketball marathon. Wonderful, wonderful group of girls. Very, very nice, very giving, very athletic, and very giving.
It's so incredible for me. When I came here, I didn't realize the depth of that association. Like, I knew that the Phillies had raised money for the cause, and that was important to me as someone that lost one day less. But then to realize that it was just really to the core, that they were not just 80% committed, which would be, they're 110%.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to say, oh, well, the head of the Phillies cares about ALS. And then, nope, goes all the way down to the ball girls.
Yeah.
That's something you can't say, I think, about any other organization, sports or otherwise.
No. And that's what's so impressive about them. And that was my point. I mean, I love the Yankees, but I don't think anybody can top the Phillies as far as, you know, charitable and community involvement, especially when it comes to ALS, you know, and they do. They really walk the walk and do the work. It's not just a, you know, in name only type of association.
That's true. So your events are still coming up this year. Nothing's happened yet except for your organizing.
Right.
So we have a lot to look forward to in 2015. And what are you looking forward to happening in the next 10 months or so that we have left?
So next month, March 27th, Tip O'Leary's Havertown, that's our beef and beer. And this is a new venue for us, because it's like a happy hour, after work type of thing, with basketball games, the March Madness games going on. And so I'm a little nervous because it's going to be new and different, and I'm always afraid no one will come. And then everybody in my family tells me to shut up and stop worrying. And, you know, so we'll see how it goes. But I think it's going to be good. Tip O'Leary's is a great spot.
And how do people get in touch to do that?
Well, you can go onto the chapter website, ALSPhiladelphia.org. You can go on our website, which is www.billylake.com. Which will link you to the chapter as well. You can sign up and register and prepay there, or you can also contact me directly at...
You can get in touch with Joan too, right?
Yeah.
Joan at ALSPhiladelphia.org.
Yep.
Because Joan, she'll respond to your email before it's even fully open. I'm sure she'll be able to help out. So we got that coming up on March 27th.
Right, and we don't have a date for the basketball marathon yet. I'm sure it will be in October. It will be kind of depends on Haverford College's schedule, but it should be sometime in October. So probably once we get through the beef and beer, we'll turn our attention to that and get that off and running as well.
And then you're looking forward to at least one walk, maybe two.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
At least in November.
We'll do hot chocolate, and then we'll do the walks, and yeah, there's always enough events as well.
And so you're
and
going
your senior board position.
And, yeah. And then you're looking forward to the Phillies Festival on June 1st.
Yeah,
save
love
the
Phillies
for that.
Festival.
And at some point you're looking forward to a nap.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a cure. That's what I'm looking forward to. And yeah, and my heart goes out to everybody that's living with this disease right now every single day. So that's what I'm looking forward to is a cure.
Well, we're all looking forward to being unemployed and looking for something better to do.
Yeah, turn our attention to something else.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. We're looking forward to all these things as well, especially that cure. And I know I speak for Joan and everyone else here that we're really grateful for your generation-long commitment to fighting ALS. So, again, you can learn more about Patty's event and so many more events at ALSPhiladelphia.org. If you'd like to set up your own event based on some of Patty's suggestions about getting sponsors and getting involved in the community and your family, contact Ashley Hendricks, ashley@ALSPhiladelphia.org. Thank you, Patty, for speaking today.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Joan.
Yep.
And look forward to more podcasts soon.